The Land Asia People's Summit. Nearly 1,500 people participated in the People's Summit opening act on Thursday in Cartagena, Colombia.
You are listening to Real World News.
The People's Summit is the alternative to the Sixth Summit of the Americas CAFTA to be held in the same city next week. Promises
with the participation
of state of
Real World Radio interview
Costa Rican activist.
There is a good turnout at the
People's Summit,
especially during the first workshops organized
in the Colombian people. Is a reflection of Central America,
or the FTA
of the United States,
one of
those hispanics
focused
on
land, territory, and
sovereignty.
And
Coronado is a member of the
Hemispheric
Social
Alliance.
He made an assessment of the free trade agreement between the Dominican Republic, Central America,
and the
U.S.
He is
also a representative of
Salvación
Agropecuaria, or the National Association for Agricultural Salvation, a
non-profit
organization that advocates
the process
for the
Colombians
Summit
work on land and
live on agriculture.
They have not fulfilled any of the promises.
Suárez is also an engineer and
journalist.
Has not increased.
After the
economy has
land, territories,
and food sovereignty between Central America and the U.S.
Increase,
he said.
Far from the promises of better times,
labor rights violations increased,
and there was a flagrant loss of
grabbing
sovereignty.
Leluita interviewed agriculture-based economies
who began to depend on imports,
for example,
on
basic
crops.
Ruined,
and food production
also spoke
over.
About the plans
Rome
made in meetings
faces
like the
people
in the
summit,
and 75%
of the world
workers earned less than the minimum
wage. On top of this,
2 out of 3
world residents live in
poverty,
and 1 in 3
some of the issues analyzed
in Cartagena include the impacts of extractivist projects like mining, oil and gas
on rural and indigenous communities, the fight against free trade agreements, world governance in the G20, and the promotion of green economy at the Rio+20 summit.
You are listening to Real World News.